Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I've been getting a lot of questions lately about how have you 41 years of marriage? What's your secret? So I thought I'd share it with you a little bit today, because this month, Mike and I celebrate 41 years of marriage. And, you know, we jokingly say almost all of them have been good. But we met, and it was love at first sight. Now, you may have heard this story. When I made the decision to leave public accounting, it was the genesis of my why not philosophy. I had a client offer me to go and help him buy this company out of bankruptcy. Well, little did we know that that company was involved in all kinds of litigation. And so just a few weeks after I got there, I realized that it was not the place for me. It had been a bad business decision, but I had gone away for a few days to try and get my thoughts together. And I came back and this young man was sitting at my desk. He was going through my drawers. So I used to tell people I met Michael when he was going through my drawers, because he was the lawyer for the client on the other side of a lawsuit. So we met on opposite sides of the lawsuit. And when he was going through my drawers, he was doing discovery and he was actually in my desk chair. And I came in and it truly was electric. Love at first sight. When we shook hands, it was like we both tingled. And that was January of 1980. We were married in September of 1980. And so I always share that Napoleon Hill says, out of every adversity comes a seed of an equal or greater benefit. So my worst business decision became my best life decision. And I actually moved from New Hampshire, where we met, down to DC where he lived, just within a couple of months after meeting him. That was 41 years ago. Every day, I thank God for that opportunity. And so just sometimes you make mistakes and we have to look for the benefit. I had instant feedback. But I also tell people, you know, it's really important. Mike is the smartest man I know. He impressed me the first day I went to his office with him back when we were dating. And he still impresses me today. We have tremendous respect for each other. And so I share that, yes, we still love each other very, very much, but we have tremendous respect for each other. And so on those days when the love gets tried, might get mad at them or something, when the love is questioned, the respect steps in. Let me repeat that. When the love gets trying, the respect steps in. And that keeps us going. We hug each other every single morning. We hold hands when we walk. That physical touch keeps the excitement alive. We often joke. I had our first official date when I was down in Washington, D.C. I was so excited. I had this navy blue jumpsuit on. And years later, he talks about never forgetting that white jumpsuit that I wore. So Maybe he just thought I was angelic. Who knows? But I think it's really important to think about, you have to invest in relationships. And it took me years to understand that you cannot change someone else. You can only change how you react to them. So respect as much as love. Hugging and kissing and physical contact every single day. And don't try to change somebody. Just change how you react to them. Because relationships communicate. You know, Mike and I took a parenting class years ago. And as well as I know him, we went through this process almost like a game show of what would he say about this? What would you, in asking him the same questions, right? We were so far off. But it took us through a process where you analyze your personal relationships with your family. He analyzed his personal relationships with his family and identified some of the reasons why we think differently. It helped us communicate better because communication is key. You know, Mike and I can be together for 3 or 4 days and say very little, but we communicate a lot. And on top of all of it is the respect. Respect and love go hand in hand, and you need to have both. Now, I'm going to do another episode talking about love and money, because that's a whole different topic that can cause things to be good or not. But a lot of times people will ask me, and I give them the respect as much as you love. But then I give them my comical answer, because this is the practical, is to have a long, happy marriage, have separate bathrooms. I know some of you are chuckling right now, but it is so true. And we've been lucky enough to have separate bathrooms all of our marriage. So when we travel, it's always kind of fun. We have to plan ahead. But I want to add, you have to invest yourself in your relationship. And you have to remember my other saying, high emotion, low intelligence. And so in a relationship with a spouse or a significant other, there's a lot of emotion. So it's really important to take a breath when you're upset about something and walk away to let the high emotion come down a little bit. And know that you can't unsay something. And both Mike and I work really hard at processing and not saying things that are that can be harmful or hurtful. And I think that's also very important. He knows I don't like to be criticized. That's the truth. But as we celebrate 41 years of marriage, my heart still flutters when I see him. I still adore him, respect him, and love him. Mike's mom just passed, and his parents had been married 73 years. And my parents, they both celebrated their 50th anniversary within days of each other. Both my parents are gone now. But we've had tremendous examples of long and happy marriages. But if you have not, that does not mean you can't make a decision to invest in your relationship. and know that there are bad days. Like I said, almost every year has been good. You know, Mike and I survived the loss of a child. Most marriages don't. But it takes work. Because my respect for him and his respect for me understood that we had to grieve differently. He withdrew, had to hide away. Didn't want to talk to anybody. I needed my friends around me. My girlfriends came. They kept my head above water for weeks, months. And we supported each other in how we needed to grieve. We didn't judge each other. Now, there have been plenty of times that we probably have. But that's when the respect steps in. So think about your relationship. Are you investing in your relationship? Do you respect your partner as much as or more than you love them? Do you let them know physically that you care about them? Hold their hand, hold their arm, give them a hug, snuggle. And do you realize that you can't change them, you can only change yourself and how you react to them. But also recognize your communication style and theirs and respect that there may be different. All of these things I attribute to the success of my marriage. 41 years and counting. And our children have both been married over 17 and counting. So I wish you the very best. The love of your life, someone you respect, someone you admire, someone who makes your day more complete. My gift to you is my respect, my love, my gratitude. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Move It podcast with Sharon Lecter. You are fabulous. Please reach out to me, info@SharonLecter.com, if I can do anything for you. You're fabulous. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn @SharonLecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.